This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program here, live Saturday edition of the show. As always, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. In the last hour, we were talking about young people in the United States, and not just the U.S. Apparently, Japan is seeing a cooling down of relationships and fewer people getting involved in even having them. At all. So we're seeing some of that in the United States. We can get into more on that. What started the whole conversation was whether or not young people are having children less often these days. Turns out they are having less kids, or fewer, I guess, kids.
Fewer kids.
In that case.
Less progeny.
Right.
Fewer kids.
It's Ian and Mark here in the studio with you. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. But I do want to welcome our brand newest radio affiliate, finally, that we can officially say, welcome to WRKO.
Boom!
The voice of Boston.
Those are some real calls right there.
Yeah. AM 680, their monster 50,000 watts. They don't cut power at night, buddy. They are 50,000 watts all the time.
Is that a clear channel station? Now, I don't mean the company Clear Channel. I mean,
well, it actually is owned by iHeartMedia, which formerly was known as
But Clear is Channel. It on a Clear Channel?
I don't know what the definition of that is.
50,000, well, a Clear Channel means that there's nothing in the United States that's on that channel.
It's really?
50,000 watts in the AM. AM is going to be the only thing that's on a Clear Channel, okay?
Nowhere, anywhere in the United States on that same channel?
That's correct.
I can't believe there's no other 680s anywhere in the United States.
Well, I guess I can look that up right here.
I would have figured it had something to do with some sort of distance range or whatever. But either way, it's a monster radio station, and so welcome aboard. Boston listeners, you guys have actually been hearing us for actually several months, but it's now an official thing, and so I'm happy to welcome you guys.
North American Clear Channel Frequency.
Uh-huh. You're saying it is a clear channel?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, there you go. WRKO, it's a big station. We're happy to be on board. That may be our biggest station ever.
It's as far as calls go. Yeah,
we've had great calls before. WFLA, for instance, in Tampa Bay. I mean, that's a huge
not
station,
on 50,000 watts.
But it's not 50,000 watts. They're I think they're 10,000 or something like that. We've got 25,000 watts, I think, on FM in Indianapolis. WIBC, which is also like heritage call letters that go back
IBC,
a long time.
Yeah, IBC, there's the one in Norfolk.
Norfolk's big, yeah, WNIS. I think they might be at 50K. I'm not sure off the top of my head.
But
as far as market size,
Indy and Norfolk aren't Boston.
Right. Boston's got to be a top 10, I would think, or at least top 15 market. So anyway, welcome aboard. If you're new to the show,
this is the perfect time to call in and call us Bush League. Right? Like we just added our biggest station. Now you should call it and call us Bush League. Somebody does that at least once a quarter, right?
Well,
a year.
You got to wait because you're actually not listening live. If you're listening in Boston, you're listening a couple hours later because we're live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. So if you want to be heard in Boston and you're in Boston, you just got to remember to call next week between whatever hours they're picking up. I think they're taking our second and third hours.
You should make a special effort because Ian's probably never heard a Southie accent.
Really?
Yeah, you probably haven't.
I mean, I live in
No, it's
New
not
England.
The Hamid Yad Pak and the Cotton. No, that's not it.
Okay.
It's a different accent.
What's a Southie accent? Is that like
from South
Boston?
Right. It's from South Boston.
Okay.
It is difficult for... I'm bad enough with the Boston accent. I just can't replicate it. I always end up talking like somebody from New Jersey.
Huh.
It just doesn't work. And with a Southie, it's a different accent.
Okay, I'll take your word for it, and you know, phones are open here every single night. By the way, even if you're not hearing us live or you're only hearing us one night a week on the radio, keep in mind we are doing this show 7 nights a week over at freetalklive.com, so don't miss us there as well. Let's go to your calls and thoughts.
I've got a list of Clear Channel stations in the United States, and I guess it's about, I'm going to guess, 25 stations total that are on Clear Channels.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Michael's on the line in Virginia. And in the very end of the last hour, we took your call, Michael, and you had asked this strange question, and you said we should talk about it next week, but that's generally not how talk radio works. We're going to talk about it right now, but I still don't really know if I understand exactly what you were saying. You had asked about a police department that has some kind of evidence of a terrorist training ritual of some sort happening on property that is normally... there's middle schoolers there or something. Can you tell me more about what you mean by that? Because I'm a little confused.
Yes, large numbers of middle school students.
But not actually at a middle school.
Well, that's debatable right now. I don't want to go into too much detail. Here's the key point.
Is this a theoretical or is this actually happening?
No, this is actual. This is actual. I'll tell you where it comes from.
Uh-huh.
When the attack in Parkland, Florida, took place, a number of former intelligence officials got together with major news networks and complained that the FBI is not doing its job. And out of that complaint comes... this video from a city, I won't say which city and which state, of an actual recruitment ceremony lasting more than an hour for one of these terrorists to either do a terrorist attack overseas or here in the United States.
Was this video filmed?
I won't identify the state and city tonight.
So somewhere in the United States.
Yes, but in the future, over Free Talk Live, and this is why I'm calling you, my belief is, as a member of this network of people trying to sharpen our defenses against this kind of thing, my belief is that a show like Free Talk Live is the most powerful instrument that we have for preventing these kinds of attacks.
I don't understand. Why that would be. I mean, I appreciate you saying that. That's very nice of you. But why would a talk radio program prevent...
Especially if we don't have the information. I mean, if it's interesting what you're saying. It certainly is titillating that there are, you know, terrorist cells being formulated right here on American soil and police aren't doing anything about it in a given geographic area. But... I guess my question would be is, if this is all true, why in the world would you tell us where?
Well, because here's what needs to be done. There needs to be a program, a series of programs involving from 7 to 10 radio and television networks to discuss where the failure has been with our counterterrorist organizations, the 17...
Well, I can tell you where the failure has been, and thank you for the call tonight. The failure is the fact that the government exists and is going over into the Middle East, destroying people's innocent lives and ginning up terrorism as a result of that. That's why you have terrorism. It's because of what the U.S. federal government's foreign policy and military adventurism. I mean, that's why you have this violence. If there is going to be more violence, that's why it's going to happen, and that's why it has happened in the past. And so, of course, when you put the government in charge of anything, generally they're going to screw things up, and so you should expect they're going to screw up whatever investigations into the supposed terrorist activity, or as we've seen with the FBI, they're just going to go ahead and create it, where the FBI just goes and essentially finds a patsy and convinces them to agree to take a bomb that the FBI provides to them into a place that the FBI tells them to go, and oh, it turns out it wasn't actually a real bomb. The FBI was just setting this person up. They otherwise would have had no intention of doing anything like that, but they were basically ginned up into it by undercover FBI informants.
That really doesn't
agents.
Have anything to do with what this guy was calling in about. He's calling in about supposedly a real live terrorist indoctrination.
No, but he was complaining because,
sure.
Well, why isn't the government doing as good of a job as he thinks they should do? Well, if they want to do a good job, they should stop going over and creating terrorism in the first place, because anything else is just trying to respond to trying to have this government agency, this bloated, expensive, stupid, slow, you fill in the blank, whichever agency we're talking about, because they're all the same as far as I'm concerned. They're all a bunch of bureaucrats without the right incentives to really, you know, maybe some of them really want to protect people or whatever, but unfortunately they just don't have the right incentives to do that, and they created the problem in the first place. It's their fault.
Oh, I think you bring up an interesting point, which is that when you look at terrorism in the United States as it has existed, it has been, you know, basically two forms. People who want to see a significantly smaller federal government interference in their lives, so the homegrown small government mm-hmm. terrorist, and people who are upset about United States military adventurism in foreign countries.
Yeah, that's true.
And so both of those could be laid at the feet of the United States federal government, and it's the growth of government as America's station in the world has become less freer that has caused those problems.
All right, there's more on the way. If you want to bring up whatever's on your mind, we'll talk more about Americans having less sex. It's Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Live Saturday show with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
It's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. Skype, if you want to connect to us there, is username lrn.fm. You do have to send a contact request first. We'll approve you, and you'll be good to go from that point forward. Plus, we've got Discord. The on-air call-in line room is available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Plenty of ways for you to get on the air with us here tonight.
There's some modern inventions that I think to myself, what do we need this for? There are others that come along into my life where I'm like, yeah, I absolutely did need this. Mm. And one of them is my Blink home security system. Because there are times of the day that you simply can't watch doors and windows in your house, that if there's movement, it means something bad's going on, or at least it's something you should pay attention to. And that's what my Blink home security system does. Not only can I tune in any time of the day or night to my Blink home security system, just take a look around, check out any of the cameras that I have set up, and watch the cat walk around or whatever I'm doing, I also get updates. Regular updates if something moves in front of the camera during certain times. I can set the times that I want it to be on. If something moves in at that time, I got it, and it updates me within seconds that has occurred. And I can hear what's going on, too. There's a microphone.
It's audio. Yeah, that's true. That's actually pretty rare in security systems, by the way.
No contract, no subscription. It's surprisingly low cost. You purchase one time, you buy the system, and it's so much. You get so much more than the other security companies out there. And you just visit blinkprotect.com. And you'll get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys charge, plus an extra 15% off.
I was impressed. I was expecting it to be not that great for the price, and I was really blown away by not only how easy it was to install, but the quality.
Yep, it's easy, it's fast, and it's great quality. BlinkProtect.com/FTL, that's how you get the 15%. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. And thanks for everybody who's bought these. We sell the heck out of them. Libertarians love security, and blinkprotect.com/FTL will provide you great security for your home.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Grand Champion calling from Massachusetts, listening online. Hello, Grand Champion.
Hey, guys. You're in for a real treat tonight because you happen to be speaking with the Grand Champion of Daryl Perry's pentathlon.
Daryl Perry's pentathlon. Daryl Perry is a co-host here on Free Talk Live. He's just not on Saturday nights, so many of our listeners may or may not be familiar with him if you're listening on the radio. Pentathlon? He's got his own event now?
It's the thing he did at Forkfest, that fundraiser thing.
Oh, the beer mile. Was it the beer mile?
Well, that was part of it, because there was 4 other events.
I see.
The beer mile, yes, was part of it.
We talked about the beer mile quite a bit, which, as I understood it, was you had to run a lap, which is a quarter mile, drink a beer, basically pound a beer back, and then you had to, empty the can over your head to make sure that it was actually empty, that you weren't, BSing. And then you have to run another quarter mile and then drink another beer and then do it 2 more times. So you would finish by drinking a 4th beer, and I would imagine be a little tipsy at that point. How'd it go?
Great. Again, I beat the pants off of everybody. Now, granted, I was the only one to actually run said beer mile. However,
wasn't it pouring down rain?
It was pouring rain, yeah.
Afterwards. This took place before the rain.
I see. But it was threatening to pour down rain, and so that might have kept some people away.
Yeah, indeed. But what I really wanted to talk about was the automation. Okay, so I hear a lot of times people talk about how automation is going to come around and, it's going to take everybody's jobs and blah, blah, blah. Well, I personally work in the field of automation. My job is to go in to a certain area, mostly distribution centers, and do what everybody's doing by hand and completely automate it. Now, what happens is every single time we do indeed, quote-unquote, take people's jobs, okay? So the person who's taking this box and throwing it in this bin or whatever over and over again, night after night, that job no longer exists. But what happens is by the time we leave there, now that company is producing so much more that they've actually had to hire people.
Right.
And they have to hire extra people to deal with the extra output. And now that same person who was doing that job that sucked is doing a job that sucks, a little bit less.
Right. Sucks
and
less.
Getting paid more.
But wait, why wouldn't you be able to just automate these new jobs?
But eventually that'll happen. But when that happens, then you're going to create other jobs. Because that's the thing. Like, a lot of times these companies, we go and we did one for Amazon. And all the current employees were talking to us about, you're taking our jobs and blah, blah, blah. Completely oblivious to the fact that Amazon was not only increasing at that facility their warehouse space, they were also increasing, spaces in their break rooms and their bathrooms and all that stuff. There was a reason for that.
They're expecting to hire people.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's not forget that employment, the lowest employment numbers in, like, forever just came out this week. So, I mean, I'm not too worried about people's jobs. What's happening is people's jobs are changing, and people's jobs have always changed.
Right.
People aren't losing their jobs to automation. People are getting different jobs because, the crappiest of work has been incrementally, sent off to be done by machines.
Well, this is one of the things that we were talking about the other night during one of our weekday shows this week, where Richard Branson and Bill Gates, all these rich billionaire types, are the ones who are out there propagating this idea. And they should know better. You would think, because, they got wealthy, presumably by creating businesses and hiring people or whatever, making things more efficient. But you think they would know better? But no, they're out there saying, no, you Americans, you're going to lose your jobs. Automation's going to take all your jobs. And it just seems to me what you're saying is true, Mark, that when you automate a workplace, that frees up that human labor to do something else. The idea that people aren't going to come up with new ideas for what to do just seems to fly contrary to human nature. We're here to do and to create and to be a part of something, not to do nothing.
If you lay stagnant, I think that over time labor becomes less and less valuable. But, ultimately, if you continue to learn, you continue to get better, you continue to have the right attitude when you come to work, I think you're going to probably be just fine.
So, Grand Champion, thanks for taking people's jobs and making them better. Appreciate hearing from you tonight with that, and congrats on your win. We'll hope to see you next year at ForkFest. He was talking about the decentralized camping event that happens in New Hampshire. It's a libertarian decentralized camping festival called ForkFest. This year was its second year. And I suspect there will be a third one next year. We've got some potential dates that have already kind of been tentatively announced. And again, it's hard to really nail anything down when there's no actual organizers of this event. Just some dates and a location. It's going to be next year. I actually don't have them in front of me, but you can go to forkfest.party. It's essentially like the same week as it was this year, sort of toward the end of June. You can go to forkfest.party. That's ForkFest, forkfest.party, and you can learn more about the event there. We expect to be there again because it was a lot of fun this time around, and the event grew by like three times the amount of attendees this year. And that's not including the wedding that happened. It probably added another 2x on the number of attendees there.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says there was progress in his talks with North Korean officials, but they apparently don't see it that way. They accuse the U.S. of gangster-like demands when it comes to their nuclear program. As Pompeo departed Pyongyang after 2 days of high-level talks, he seemed optimistic about delivering on the promises made in Singapore last month.
We talked about what the North Koreans are continuing to do and how it's the case we can get our arms around achieving what Chairman Kim and President Trump both agreed to, which was the complete denuclearization of North Korea.
But when asked how North Korea will denuclearize, Pompeo declined to answer.
I'm not going to get into the details of our conversation.
The State Department confirms that more talks are planned between the two countries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us on the radio here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And also want to make sure you know over at freetalklive.com about all the cool features that we have, including our webcam. You can watch and listen to the show by going to cam.freetalklive.com. You'll find our Twitch cam feed embedded into the page. We are still on YouTube, but the Twitch feed is a higher quality HD resolution, and it looks great, and it sounds great, and it's free to watch over at cam.freetalklive.com, or just jump on right into our Twitch channel directly at twitch.lrn.fm. Make sure you give us a follow on there. That way, if you've got the Twitch app installed or you've got your email notifications turned on via your Twitch account, you will get updates whenever we go live, which, of course, is the same time every single night, 7 nights a week, but it's nice to get a little
reminder.
It's nice to get a reminder about that, and following us on Twitch will allow you to do that at twitch.lrn.fm. Plus, if you are an Amazon Prime subscriber, you can hook us up with your free Twitch subscription, which gets LRN.FM, which is the Liberty Radio Network, a little bit of a spiff from Amazon, basically. So right now, your Amazon Prime subscriptions all going to Amazon. If you want to direct a couple bucks of it over to us, then you can do that by subscribing through what they call Twitch Prime. And there's instructions on our Twitch page. Just scroll down a little below the video, and you'll find those instructions there at twitch.lrn.fm. Let's go to Vernon, and we can talk more about young people in America having less sex and why that is. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live, calling from New Orleans.
I was actually calling about your very original topic about going to college, I believe, in the last hour.
It was an earlier topic. Yeah, please, go ahead.
I wanted to comment on why I went to college. I wanted to go because I didn't want a little piece of paper to hold me up from getting a job that I really didn't need a piece of paper for. But there are so many jobs out there that I could do, but I have to have that piece of paper, and I didn't want that to limit my ability to make twice, if not three times, as much money as I would if I didn't have the piece of paper. Now, I'll admit that college taught me how to think. It taught me how to learn and taught me how to research. But as far as the actual skills, and I graduated with a computer science degree, the stuff that I learned is out of date. So I've had to keep myself going and keep myself relevant. And really, everything I taught myself, I did learn a few things about software engineering and whatnot. But for the most part, that's the reason I went to college. And so I understand
the reason you went to college was to get the piece of paper. The reason you went to college was to get the piece of paper to help you get a job, is what you're saying.
There you go. But I wanted a job that required the piece of paper, because those jobs that require the piece of paper pay a lot better than those that don't.
So as a software engineer, did you find that the what you learned in college was up to date when you went to get a job, or did you have to learn something before you got the first job?
It was interesting. The approach they actually took wasn't to necessarily focus on the software at the time, but to really teach you concepts like programming, the basics of programming, functions and whatnot, and then object-oriented language, and then take those and kind of learn how to keep yourself relevant as time progresses. And now this was 10 years ago. And at the time, though, yes, the technology that I was using, and this was at a state school, it was relevant, and it was definitely, the latest and greatest. Now, I did take one class where we were using a much older operating system than I was comfortable with, but their excuse was that they hadn't had time to write the book for the newer operating system. But it really didn't matter, because there weren't that many changes. It was like Windows 7 and XP or something, I don't know. I just wanted to point out that even though a lot of people can become entrepreneurs and, start their own businesses and that's awesome, having that piece of paper really can enable you to get a lot of different jobs. And like I said, I've had those jobs where I have a piece of paper, and what I learned in college has absolutely nothing to do with that job, yet I'm pulling $55,000 a year because I have the piece of paper. And if I hadn't had the piece of paper and I tried to apply for that job, they would have said, nope, sorry, we're not interested because you don't have the piece of paper.
Really? You couldn't get the Microsoft certification or whatever and get that kind of money?
They want a bachelor's degree in addition to the certifications, and they really don't. Like,
I've got to take your word for it.
They care about the certifications, but for some reason, having a bachelor's degree outweighs having the certifications. And the certifications really go to those that have an associate's degree, and if you have an associate's, it really doesn't pay as well as a bachelor's. So it's kind of strange.
Okay, so first off, my advice to young people, because these are the people you're talking to when you talk about a degree. My advice to young people would be, don't go straight from school into college, because you don't even know what you want yet. Unless you
That's
do,
true for a lot
unless
of
you do know what you want.
A lot of really, college students change their major.
Right.
More than
if
once.
You really know what you want, then by God, give it a shot. But the vast majority of people out there don't work in the career that they got a degree in. And the second thing I would say is that most of the jobs out there that are looking for looking for a degree, period, are often government jobs. And, it's soul-sucking, mindless work. You probably don't want to do it anyway.
That's true. My advice would be, don't go out of state, and I know that the state is evil in this show, but my advice, take advantage of the government subsidized education that you can, and try to get out of as little debt as possible.
Thanks
absolutely.
For the call tonight. Yeah, good advice.
Start in community college, then go to a state college would be my advice, if that's what you're going
to
do.
It's good advice for people who want to go to college, but I would say, Mark, you're totally right. People should not jump right into this. They really need to seriously consider whether or not this is necessary. I don't know people like him, and I know a lot of people in tech, a lot of people in IT. I don't know very many of them who I can think of, at least, that actually went to school for it.
Yep.
They went to get certified, and they got jobs, and they proved themselves and moved up the ranks or whatever.
If you are going to be a college professor, you're going to need degrees to do it. I don't recommend it, because that's an area that's going to implode.
That's also not an easy job to get, period.
If you're going to be a lawyer, you're going to need a degree. You're going to need a JD. If you're going to be an engineer, you're going to need the degree. If you're going to be a doctor, obviously, you're going to need the degree. There are some careers that you're going to need a degree for, the vast majority of degrees that they have out there, in my opinion, aren't worth much.
Story from Politico magazine, politico.com, earlier this year. So this ties into the discussion we were having in the last hour about young people and having less, not only fewer children, but less sex as well. According to the story at Politico, Robin Beck reporting that Happy Valentine's Day, 50 years after the sexual revolution, sex in America is in decline. Americans are having less sex. The share of Americans who say they've never once had sex in the past year is rising, and perhaps most surprising, this revolution in sexual behavior is being led by the young. Although this sexual counter-revolution began before the Me Too movement arose in response to sexual abuse, misconduct, and insensitivity of men ranging from Harvey Weinstein to Bill O'Reilly, the cultural outrage over men's bad behavior is likely to accelerate this trend. American adults, on average, are having sex about 9 fewer times per year in the 2010s compared to adults in the late 1990s, according to a team of scholars led by psychologist Gene Twenge. That's a 14% decline in sexual frequency. Likewise, the share of adults who reported having sex not at all in the past year rose from 18% in the late 90s to 22% from 2014 to 2016. According to our analysis of the General Social Survey, which is fielded every 2 years and directed by the University of Chicago, largely nationally representative and federally funded survey of American adults covering a range of attitudes and behaviors. Similar trends are apparent among younger men and women. In the early 2000s, about 73% of adults between the ages of 18 and 30 had sex at least twice a month. That fell to 66% in the period from 2014 to 2016, according to the analysis of the GSS. Other 18 to 30-year-olds aren't doing it at all. From 2002 to 2004, 12% of them reported having no sex in the preceding year. A decade later, during the 2 years from 2014 to 2016, that number rose to 18%. That's a 50% increase in that.
That's almost 20% of young Americans, young adult Americans,
18 to 30,
that didn't have sex in the last year.
At all. Correct. Sex is
a lot of nuns out there.
Sex is also down among teenagers, which we'd reported on this previously. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported a decline in the share of high school students who said they'd ever had sex, from 47% in 2005 to 41% 10 years later.
I don't think anybody's weeping over that. Nobody wants high schoolers to have sex.
Sexual activity among teenagers
high schoolers
fell the most between 2013 and 2015, about the same time that sex took a real dip among the 18 to 30-year-old adults. So they're seeing similar trends in the different age ranges of young adults and teenagers. More coming up here in moments, but the question is why? And we'll address that on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. We're talking about sex. Younger people apparently not having it as often as you might have thought. And it's Ian in the studio tonight.
And Mark.
Also, speaking of sex, you got to have a good pillow for afterwards, right? MyPillow.com, promo code FTL. Because what would be worse than not being able to get a good night's sleep after you rolled over and, you know, finished the act, right? You got to have a good pillow for that. And all the time. Whether you're having...
I expected you to make some kind of pillow talk.
Whether you're completely asexual or you are, you know, just all over the place with sex.
Everybody needs a good night's sleep.
Everybody needs a good pillow. And that's where a good night's sleep can start. If you go to MyPillow.com, you can get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price, because eventually you might have a partner, and you'll get free shipping on all orders when you use promo code FTL, like Free Talk Live. And if for whatever reason you don't agree with us, MyPillow is the best pillow you've probably ever used and may ever use, you'll have 60 days in which you can return it to them and get a refund of your purchase price. So
yeah, please take that particular guarantee and try it out for yourself, because that's the God's honest truth. This is the best pillow I've ever used. I love it. Not only does it hold my head and neck in the right position, and which can help with headaches and that sort of thing if you suffer, but it also, it's, you can launder the thing and wash all that filth that that comes off of you in the middle of the night.
Sweat,
yeah,
skin,
all that stuff.
My pillow,
it may make it through the pillowcase, the pillow cover, and then whatever things you wrap your pillow in.
MyPillow.com, promo code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Let's go to the phones, your calls and thoughts here. We got Diane. She's in Michigan listening to WTKG. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
Hey there.
I heard the guy talking about how you needed a little piece of paper to get a decent job, even if you didn't learn anything.
That's what he said his story was.
That was his story, right. I wanted to give a different story.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter just got a job in this round of applications that was open. They had 290,000 people apply for a job. They took 1,600 people, and lots of them didn't make it through training. And
what kind of job is this?
She had some courses at community college, but she said every single one of the people she met had either a college degree or advanced degree, and so much debt they couldn't afford to live anywhere. They were living on couches, and
I'm just curious to know. And you don't have to tell us the exact company.
I can tell you exactly what kind of job it was.
Yeah.
It's a flight attendant.
Oh wow! Okay.
For a major carrier and.
Wow.
Everybody, and she actually beat out people that had advanced degrees in really relevant, people that could speak other languages, people that were had nursing degrees, people were, I mean, it was amazing. And
you
she
know,
had a, you know, she
one
maybe
of the things
has an AA we, if we count it all up. In
one of the things that they do is they look for, you know, people's credit scores these days. College can now destroy your credit because you can't afford to make the payments. So it could be that. I don't know. This is just wild speculation.
It was absolutely amazing because she can actually afford to, you know, they have all this debt, and even in all the people that got the job except her have degrees or advanced degrees that they now are trying to pay for. And
she won't have to
for a job you didn't need it for because she got, you know, accepted. And yeah, and they don't have an apartment. And she does.
She's going to be able to pay the rent, and she might be able to put a little bit of money away for savings for the future.
Well,
Diane, thanks for calling to share that with us here
tonight. Yeah, it also goes in with your talking about young people and sex too, because I have heard, and I don't know if you guys have heard this, that when people have college student loan debt, other people that don't have student loan debt will not date them. Because it's like the new leprosy. They won't marry them. They won't
date
them.
I'm still paying my wife's school debt.
Okay. No,
you
aren't that person.
It's not that
we
can't pay at all.
New financial leprosy.
Yeah, that's interesting.
For young people.
Right, because, you know, you would presume that there are going to be people out there with this debt hanging over their head that want to find somebody well off to help them satisfy that. Thanks for the call tonight, Diane. I appreciate it. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And you can't blame somebody for saying, you know what, I'd rather not have that on the table to even be concerned with in the first place.
My favorite part was when she says, speaking of young people and sex, I don't know if you guys have heard this. Nobody's talking to me about young people and sex, I can tell you that. But no, In the case of my wife, we could pay it off. It's just that the loan is so low as far as an interest rate. She just refuses to do it, and it should be paid off this year.
Oh,
but
great!
Nonetheless,
it'd be a good feeling.
I imagine people.
And
are
how old is she?
She just turned 50.
Your wife's older than you?
Yeah, she's two and a half years older.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Right. Okay.
She looks a lot better than you do,
buddy.
Let
me tell you this story, okay? Real quick. Sorry, everybody. I picked up a picture in my office. We're moving house. Picked up a picture in my office, dusted it off a little bit, looked at a picture of my son, who's like one in it, me, and then my wife. And I'm looking at my hair, which is completely brown in the picture.
It's now gray.
Now is just basically white. 9 years later,
not
10
white,
years
it's
later.
Gray. It's dark. Gray.
Yeah, you know, anyway, you know, it's my hair has completely changed colors, and she looks the same. I said, do you think that you can explain this picture to me and not use the word vampiric soul sucker? Like, why is it that you're completely the same age?
Right,
visibly,
that's interesting.
But the two of us have aged.
Right, because women normally lose it over time. You're saying she's held it together. That's a nice compliment.
Good genes, and she exercises.
There you go. Let's go to Dan. He's in Nebraska. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live, listening online at LRN.FM.
I just want to say real quick about that article you were reading just a sec ago.
About young people not having sex as often?
Yeah,
this generation?
I feel like there's a little bit of boomer hypocrisy because I always feel like I hear boomers saying that the generations following them are all, like, degenerate and stuff, when the reality is that they were actually a lot more into that kind of thing than we are. So I feel like there's just some irony there.
A lot more into that kind of thing. What do you mean? Degeneracy?
No.
And what is degeneracy? Is that anything besides the, you know, the missionary position? I mean, how do you define that?
I'm not speaking from my own perspective. I'm speaking from the perspective of, like, you know, the my boomer aunts and uncles who I've debated over several holidays for things pertaining to, you know, their perception of young people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that sort of area.
How old are you? You're in your college age kind of range, right?
I'm 19.
19. Okay, that's what I thought. So, yeah, you. I mean, does that even make him a millennial? Are you Generation
Z? I'm a Generation Z.
Generation Z, okay.
Call us up and let us know when they come up with a real name for this, because it is absolutely wrong that Generation Z should be named after Generation X. So yeah. They had Y and then now Z. This poor generation, are we going to call the one after you A?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's actually Alpha. Generation Alpha. I already read an article on Forbes about how, you know, like, affecting how their parents spend money, like, a lot. So, yeah, they're already named Generation Alpha.
So, Dan, any comments on friends of yours? I mean, again, like you said, Mark, I never talk to my friends about sexual frequency.
I guess I have this question. How of your male friends,
yeah,
how many of them have girlfriends as a percentage? And tell us how many male friends you're thinking of in this group size.
So I'm going to say of work friends, about work friends, all of them, frat mm-hmm. brothers, half. Other friends, like other just assorted friends, probably just a little under half.
Okay. There you go. Anything else you want to share tonight, Dan?
You know, I don't think I got anything else to share.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
I think the fair critique here is that oftentimes the older the generation, the better voice they have, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, through media, they've got the voice. Gen X is getting its voice. The boomers definitely have one.
Yeah.
And
boomers are on the radio, on television, or they dominate old media, and that's for sure.
We don't understand each other. As far as it goes, and I don't even like the term generation. I prefer to call myself an 80s kid. I was born in 1971, and that means that I came up in the 80s. And I don't really understand those 70s kids very well either, mm-hmm. with their disco and, you know, Black Sabbath and stuff. I don't really get that exactly. And I don't really get the 90s kids with their suicide and flannel, right? I don't really understand all that crap either. But when we talk about each other, the ignorance comes across as really biting in many cases. And he's just mm-hmm. trying to defend his generation from, in many cases, biting critiques.
And what he considered to be unfair,
right,
and inaccurate.
Yeah. And how would you know if you weren't part of that generation? Every generation's complained about the ones that came after.
All right. There's one on the way here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Hour number three is next. We can talk more about this or whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.